KP2HXS, KR480.
KP2HXS Mobile, go ahead.
You got a big day planned?
Gonna finish up a few things. I got some maintenance calls. Maintenance calls Saturday, maintenance calls Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday. Then I free up a little bit next week, maybe, if my phone don't ring.
I started to say it's kind of hard to say when you're dependent on the phone.
I kind of spread things out a little bit so I don't jam myself up. What I try and do, I plan my day till about 2 or 3 o'clock in case I get that infamous afternoon, my stuff don't work, and I can get to them the same day.
Your parts pretty much locally.
I do.
I guess that's good instead of having to wait on everything.
Well, what I do, mainly what I do is I'll order, I keep a goodly amount of capacitors, relays, you know, small parts with me, so I'm not running around like a maniac trying to find something, you know, if I got to go run and get a capacitor or something. I keep fairly well stocked.
A lot of time packing up, going to get parts and coming back.
Yeah, you know, an average an hour, depending on where I am in the county, you know.
You got nice weather to be out and about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to work on my air conditioning in my car. Whoa, look at you over the line. What the heck is that all about? Almost got rammed or sideswiped here. I try and do that. I keep cleaning supplies, a fair amount of tools and parts with me at all times. Like I say, you know, I get a weak capacitor, boom, I got them. And as soon as I order one, I replace it with two more.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you know, in my eyes, it's smart business, you know, just keep the stuff with you. It doesn't cost that much.
I'm in the delivery business, and years ago, not lately, but years ago, some of these bigger companies used to call us to go run parts from the shop out to the technician on site, but that was probably expensive, too.
Well, say that again. What kind of business are you in?
Courier service.
Oh, the courier. Oh, that's right. Yeah, we spoke before. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, same difference.
Bell South back in the day used to have somebody out in a hole on the side of the road trying to fix something to do with telephones back when they used to use copper, and they would have us run parts all over the place.
Security.
What?
Yeah. Not to change the subject, but we're on AT&T right now for our internet, and all that is still copper under the ground. And we've had the guys come out a couple of times, so someone finally fixed it. They finally found the problem.
You live in Greer. I'm just surprised they still use copper.
I'm in the old section, right off of 14 and CCC Camp right there, so they haven't brought the fiber optics in. Even though they told me fiber optics is coming to us soon, we just haven't done it yet.
You've heard of this, it's Billboard's Lumos?
No.
Well, anyway, it's a new company. I don't know how new it is. It's partially owned by T-Mobile, the phone people. But anyway, they came in my neighborhood. They cut the natural gas. Where'd they go?
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, they're not pulling permits.
I pulled in the neighborhood one night, and there was about 10 Piedmont natural gas trucks, all lights flashing and everything else.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I haven't had that experience yet, and I know I got natural gas in my neighborhood.
I've also done, you know, seen new stuff about them. The city of Columbia or somewhere down there blocked them for a while because they were cutting water lines and everything else. So I don't know if the people they're using to do the digging are not good or what, but it's just not just a in my neighborhood thing. It's apparently systematic.
Holy cow. Yeah, well, according to what AT&T told us, is they're going to be bringing fiber optics in. And when the last time the technician came out a couple of months ago, I asked him, And he didn't have he didn't have any kind of date, but whatever. My internet runs fine at the house. I don't need to be paying any more.
Everything is always more money.
More money, more money. Show me the money.
Now I'm about to get to my Greenville office, thanks to the lovely I-85. So I'll let you go, but it's good hearing from you. Have a good day. This is KR4ACR. We'll be clear.
All right, very good, sir. Have a good day. I'm just on Rutherford Road here. I'm going to be down here for a couple hours. Have a good day. KR4ACR, KB2H, XS, 73 for now.
WN4ZLK.
Hey, good morning, Shane. Oh, I got the train by my side here.
It's your lovely dulcet tones.
I have a response for that. If it is, it wouldn't be very good.
Hello, hope you're well. I caught a little bit of that conversation. I can't remember the other gentleman's name, but I know I've spoken with him. I feel bad for not remembering the name. But anyway, I do remember yours, Dave, because about 16 other people have the same name on this repeater.
Well, that's why I did that. That's why my parents named me like that, because they knew there'd be a lot of Daves out here.
Only one of you, thank goodness.
That's right.
Peter's been a little bit quiet lately, ever since Patrick up and left us. I think he was the one holding the repeater together.
Yeah, that dirty so-and-so went and retired. What the heck?
I don't know about retired. I think Patrick will probably work till he can't anymore.
I know he's not down here with us anymore, so, not in a tool truck anyway, but... Yep, I got his phone number. I'll call and harass him from time to time.
Hey, I'm going to pull over here and take a quick bathroom break. And anyway, I just wanted to say hello.
Getting into the noisy area of Rutherford Road, so I'll catch you later. 73, N4ZLK, KB2HXS.
N4ZLK Mobile.